And honeybees are dying off at an alarming rate. Now a University of Idaho scientist has found a working model that may explain why honeybee colonies collapse. Samantha Wright reports.
U of I professor Brian Dennis built a mathematical model that shows the size of the beehive may be the critical factor in colony collapse disorder. That's when too many bees in a hive die or disappear and the hive falls apart. Dennis says other scientists have found dozens of reasons why hives might be collapsing, including pesticides, viruses, and parasites, but no one has found a single factor causing all hive death. Dennis learned that a hive must reach a critical size in order to survive. There has to be enough worker bees in each hive.
And so if there aren't enough adult workers to help recruit more adults faster than adults die off, then that hive will be in trouble.
Under the right environmental conditions, that critical number can be as low as 1,000 bees, but once the hive is stressed by, say, pesticides or parasites, that number goes up. More bees are needed to replace those that die. If the queen can't make enough new bees to replace them, the hive collapses. Dennis says, in effect, the tightly organized society of the honeybee doesn't respond well to human interference like pesticides and viruses. He says humans, not bees, need to adapt if we want to keep honeybees around by figuring out bee stressors and working to stop them. His work was recently published in the science journal PLOS ONE. For KBSX News, I'm Samantha Wright.